Final score tonight in overtime, Lowell 3, Merrimack 2. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, boy, Scott, especially after the game the other night, Wednesday night, this game was a lot more of the same. Overall, how do you see it?
Well, I think, you know, I don't know how many times in a row we've played overtime against Lowell, but they're always going to be hard, close games. Both of us have really good goaltending. You know, it's just a hard game, and I thought that they really brought it in the second and third, did what they had to do. I didn't think we responded incredibly well in the second period. I thought we did a better job in the third, but, you know, it was a typical Lowell Merrimack game.
First period was pretty much, you know, in terms of, you know, on both sides, not letting a lot of shots get through. You guys did a good job as well, I thought, of, you know, getting sticks, bodies in way, you know, blocking pucks, whatever you had to do. It's pretty even at that point. You got the late goal from Alex Jeffrey. So at the end of the first period, it seemed like you guys were in a decent situation.
Yeah, I thought we actually played a really good road period in the first period. And, you know, that was a good thing in tonight's game. We came out of the gate well, especially on the road against a tough opponent. We didn't finish as well as we would have liked to have, but I was encouraged by our first period.
Well, what happened in the what changed there, I guess, in the second period, where it seemed like all of a sudden you guys weren't able to get in the way of pucks like you were? You weren't able to get as many chances as it seemed, and they were able to get the goal that tied the game.
Yeah, I think that they made a distinct commitment to dumping pucks in, and they backed us off the line. I thought we'd been really good at the defensive blue line going into that for four periods, really. I thought they just made a huge commitment to getting pucks deep and forechecking and, you know, trying to get you guys below the goal line and make some plays. And they did that, and it took us off the line, and they then started making some transition plays. But I give them more credit than I give us blame. We can play better in those situations, but I think Lowell just played really well.
You're in a 1-1 game there in the second period, I guess late in the second period, and then Zach Bookman went off. What happened to him there, and how is he?
He got hurt. He got a shot off the ankle bone, which
they're blocking a shot.
They're going to have to X-ray it. But the doctor came in and just said there's no way he can go back out. And you know, that's time will tell. You know, I mean, obviously, as you know, we're fairly short-handed back there right now, and that would be another kick in the face. But I think that the biggest thing for us is just the guys who are healthy have to try to play and play their best. And with Brown and Zivlak already out, other guys have gotten chances, and they've really responded, and I've been really happy to see that. And the same's going to have to happen with Bookie if he's out for an extended period of time. We need to make sure we're ready to play without him.
Yeah, that did seem to affect things in the third period, you know, where it was you were trying to bounce back from that second period, but then you had to deal with things like, you know, power play and, you know, what's going to happen in that situation. It seemed like you tried a couple of different things there. You know, you did have Frank Jurasevic out there. I thought at times it looked like maybe you had Alex Jeffries moving back to the point. Maybe you're going to try some different things there, I think.
Yeah, you know, Bookie is really the QB of that group, and so not having him was a problem, but I thought Frank and Felton did a good job when they were back there. You know, we didn't get enough done on it, but you know, that's a piece that you hate to lose, and you know, it is what it is. You know, that happens in hockey, and we just got to make sure we're ready to play after that.
They had gotten that goal early in the third period. They had the momentum at that point, and like you said, you know, you guys were trying to find ways. I don't think you'd even had a shot on goal until the goal that ended up tying it midway through the period when you were able to get a guy in front, Mark Hillier tipping a shot from Liam Dennison.
Yeah, it was a nice play by Mark, and good job. You know, we talked about just getting pucks on net. We didn't have a lot of shots tonight, and I think we passed up a lot of shots, and that's a, you know, we can't play cute, and if you play cute, you don't get the opportunities, and can't play cute against Lowell and even remotely have a chance to succeed. But, you know, we'll continue to work on that, but we definitely need a different level of physicality in the offensive zone.
Yeah, it seemed like overall, you know, looking at tonight, I guess, you know, there were a lot of times where maybe, you know, first period I thought was better, but the rest of the game, maybe times where, you know, you didn't quite have the sticks where you needed them to be, bodies weren't quite where they needed to be or whatever. Is it just a mental thing at that point, or what is it?
I give Lowell the credit for that. You know, I think they came after us physically, and they did exactly what they had to do, and they did it really well. I didn't love our response, but I look at the situation in this game. Lowell took the momentum. We didn't give it to them. They took it, and they ran with it, and they got what they deserved at the end.
When you went into the overtime, so it's 2-2 at that point. We saw what happened the other night where you guys pretty much carried the play. Of course, you did have Bookman at that point. You didn't have him here. So how did that change things?
I just put different people on the ice, but, you know, we have a lot of confidence in the guys we use today. And, you know, Bookie's obviously an electric player for us and a big-time part of our program. But we just use the other guys, and I felt very comfortable with both Frank and Feltz going over, and, you know, Liam Dennis was going to be next until we got the shorthanded, and those guys can all play, and we have a lot of confidence that they'll do the right things.
A lot of shots seen by your goaltender tonight, Hugo Olas. It's kind of like the other night, Zach Borgheil, and again, put you in a position to maybe be able to win the game.
Yeah, I thought he played really well. Both our goalies did against Lowell this week. I thought, you know, Hugo made a lot of saves, a lot of outside shots, but he controlled them really well, and, you know, he ended a lot of plays, and that's what you need your goalie to do when you're kind of on your heels, and that we were on our heels. I thought he did a great job trying to get us through that.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott. We appreciate it. So Army comes to town on Friday, Thanksgiving between now and then. Best of luck then, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Mike, you too.